If you run an e-commerce business, you can relate to the amount of work it takes to produce something great. And of course, you want to optimize your workflow and reduce costs. That's why I want to say a big thank you to our partner, ShipStation, and perhaps introduce you to them as well. If you are not familiar with ShipStation, they've been supporting Side Hustle School for years. They have helped so many of our listeners make things much easier, automate their shipping tasks, help them scale their business, and also, this is not a small thing, save thousands on shipping with industry-leading carrier discounts. ShipStation is the innovative tool that helps turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code HUSTLE to sign up for your free 60-day trial. 60 days free. ShipStation.com, code HUSTLE.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Hey, hey, what's up? Welcome to Side Hustle School. My name is Chris Gillibo. I am so excited to be your host for this podcast, all about helping you create extra income without quitting your job. For the past couple years, we've been doing listener questions and answers several times a week, and I really enjoy hearing about your ideas, your projects, what you're working on, what's going well as what your struggles are. And with that in mind, today's listener has a lot of experience with meal prepping. You know, those people who prepare all their food, you know, one day a week for the rest of the week. I do that too, or I do my version of meal prepping. Every week I think, what would I like to order from DoorDash or Uber Eats? Now, that's not the kind that this listener does. He actually prepares the food. So good for him. And naturally, he's thinking about side hustle ideas and wondering if this skill can be monetized in some way. So let's see if we can help him. Questions coming up after the break.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, Chris. My name is Bryce, and I'm from Santa Barbara, California. I've been listening to the Side Hustle School for just under a year, and generally it seems like side hustles are started by people who have a relatively niche knowledge or skill that they turn into a business. And the one idea that continuously comes to my mind is to somehow turn my habit of meal prepping into a business. So I've been meal prepping 5 lunches and 5 dinners every week for several years and have become quite good at keeping the cost low and prepping fast, healthy, and tasty meals. I also line up all of the completed meals evenly and take a symmetrical and aesthetically pleasing photo and post it on my personal Instagram page. A lot of people enjoy the posts and have often reached out to me asking for advice, recipes, and have told me that I should turn it into a business. I really want to start a side hustle, but I'm not sure exactly what I should do with this idea. I've thought about creating a planning service that involves laying out the grocery shopping, recipes, and instructions for cooking, but I'm worried that something like this wouldn't be as appealing as a service like HelloFresh. One advantage of this idea is that it can be cheaper and you can control portion sizes, which, for instance, is better for those like me who work out 5 to 6 times a week and want large portions. The planning service idea is just an example, but I feel that with my knowledge on the topic, presentation of the food, and my desire to create something out of it, there must be a direction that I can take that would be fruitful. Do you have any suggestions for what direction I could take with this, and also any advice on getting started? Thanks.
Bryce, what's up? Thank you for the question. Okay, so here is what I think, and just my honest thoughts here, as always, you know, anything could work. You know, often people say, you know, I've got this idea. Do you think it could work? I'm like, well, it could work. You know, like we've heard of all kinds of crazy things that work. But if you want my opinion, it's not so much HelloFresh and those kinds of services that are the competition for an idea like this. That's kind of a different market. The people who would be interested in this idea, you know, they want to do it themselves. They just want the information. So the detailed information, the aesthetically pleasing photos, all that stuff is good. There's just a lot of stuff like that out there. I think that's the challenge. There are a lot of services that do exactly that for all sorts of customized diets. There are all sorts of YouTubers. There are all sorts of people providing this information for free. So not to say again that it won't work. I just think it's tough because of that. And you know, a lot of people have tried and failed as well. So it'd be really important to do some discovery. I think probably that's a good next step is I would go and look at all those different services. I would go and do some research, and there's probably some subreddits as well. It's totally okay to go into one of those places and post a question and say, I'm thinking about doing something like this. You know, what do you think? What am I missing here? Basically the same question that Bryce just asked me. And you might learn something that way. So I often encourage people to just start, you know, but in this case, like if it were me, I would want to have some more validation that enough people will pay for it, you know, and that he has a way to reach those people. To make it worth it. So definitely a valuable skill for sure. I just don't think it's as simple as saying like, here's a planning service for it. I don't mean to be discouraging in any way. I want to be encouraging, but I also want you to know kind of like what you're going up against whenever you pursue any particular idea. Always good to understand, you know, what are the obstacles? Why might this idea fail? Not just why might it succeed, but like, what are the problems here? Like what are things that could be challenges? And I try to follow my own advice and do that as well. Okay, Bryce, good luck. Let us know what happens. Listeners, if you have a question, sidehustleschool.com/questions. We will continue to feature them throughout the year, along with updates from listeners as they launch and grow their projects. Thank you for tuning in today. I hope you'll come back tomorrow. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.